This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show. It's Barry, it's Joel, it's Nick, as the usual suspects are all present and accounted for entering hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza and the big show. And before the break, I was talking to you about the attendance in L.A. this weekend. The Chargers game, because they play in a soccer stadium, 25,381, and that was padded, by the way. Those were sold tickets that didn't show, because there were a lot of people dressed as empty seats for that one, okay?
Yeah.
25,3 for that one. Okay. Rams, 56,612 in the same stadium that Texas played USC at. And the Texas-USC game, by the way, combined for the NFL in those two games, in those two venues, 81,993, so we'll say 82. Okay. USC-Texas, 84,714 in the same venue that the Rams play in.
Yikes.
You wanted those two teams, L.A.? You got those two teams, L.A.?
Yikes.
What are you doing?
You're not supporting L.A. Are you surprised, though?
I kind of am. Well, one, just to see an NFL game and to be in the to play in an MLS stadium, can't be a bad seat in the house to see NFL football that up close and personal. I'm thinking about it if the Texans played a game over at BBVA Compass. How great would that be to be on top of the action like that? I would think everybody would want to go to that game, and you could find 25, 30,000 to fill that up. But there were empty seats all over that place. Then you look at the Rams in the Coliseum. Granted, it's a huge building, but you want to come out and support. Everybody was clamoring for years, the Rams are our team. They got to come back. They're our team. Well, you're showing it really well.
Who's the team that's charging $100 for general admission parking?
I think all LA, all over. I think both venues.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that have anything to do with this?
Yeah. Would you pay $100 to park at a Texans game?
No.
Hell no. I don't blame them for not doing that, but
there's other means and ways. Lyft, Uber.
Yeah, you could Uber. Of course, in L.A., it probably is $100 there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. They might be used to spending that kind of money, but, I mean, I would.
I don't know. You want to see them support the team, but there's a reason that teams have left that city on multiple occasions now. Maybe L.A.'s just not an NFL town.
For two teams, let alone one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And again, maybe just have one. Maybe you can't handle it.
Yeah.
Maybe just have one. I mean, who knows? But did you see this, speaking of USC, and I don't know how much truth there is in this or if this has been doctored, but there were, you had mentioned.
I brought it up to you in the production
to
meeting.
To me,
yeah.
That there was rumblings that USC got four timeouts in the first half versus Texas. And I immediately was like, nah, that didn't happen. There's no way. They wouldn't do that. So I Googled it and found a message board post on a Longhorn message board, of all places, go figure. And there was a link to a video. And unless this has been doctored, which I don't believe it has because you can hear the announcers and everything else, USC did get four timeouts in the first half based off of watching this video. And that fourth timeout led to a touchdown.
That last touchdown.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, when you consider that this game went to overtime and they got an extra timeout to score because they would have been out of timeouts and time would have run out and they wouldn't have gotten that touchdown to end the half.
And by the way, the game went double overtime. So
that's what I mean. You wouldn't have gone to overtime.
Yeah. And people are comparing this to the extra down that was given back in the day to Bill McCartney at Colorado. When Colorado got an extra down inadvertently, yep, and it helped them win a game. You look at this is even more egregious than you think of an Oklahoma State last year when they said that, you know, they got there was a bad call, and if the call should have been right. So Oklahoma State the rest of the year kept saying, look, that's actually a win for us because that call gave them a return and all the laterals and everything that ended up beating us. We shouldn't be tagged with that loss. But in a game that close, and everybody goes, oh, it doesn't matter, it actually did matter.
Yeah, when there's a tie, that score counts, and it should not have if they got the fourth timeout. So,
and the other controversy in that game that people aren't talking all that much about, I thought they would, was forward progress stopped on the Longhorns quarterback in the double overtime to cause the strip fumble. He got stopped. He got stood up. He wasn't going any further forward. And all of a sudden, the ball comes flying out, and it's a turnover. And it was like, at what point is forward progress blown right. dead?
Yeah.
Because that was a hell of an effort by a Tom Herman team that really was underachieving for the season. But you know how he does against big, you know, big time ranked opponents.
He stepped up.
Yeah.
There were some big upsets too. Mississippi State, LSU, Vandy, K-State, San Diego State and Stanford.
Yeah.
Memphis and UCLA. So the AP Top 25 came out about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
And no surprise, Alabama number one. Clemson moves up to number two.
Very impressive win over Louisville.
Yep. Oklahoma number three. Penn State number four. So they move up a spot and USC drops a spot to number five.
Because of the fact that Texas was in the game?
Yeah, apparently. 6 through 10, OSU. So Oklahoma State moves up from 9 to 6. Washington moves up from 6 to 7. Michigan moves up from, or drops from 7 to 8. Wisconsin moves from 10 to 9.
Oh, boy.
Ohio State drops from 8 to 10. So your top 10 AP poll released an hour ago, Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Penn State, USC, Oklahoma State, Washington, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State. TCU moves from 20 to 16.
Okay.
Highest
ranking Texas school?
Absolutely. Let's see. What else?
Three
what
Big Ten teams. Big moves?
Virginia Tech moved
10?
Up. Yep. Virginia Tech moved up from 16 to 13. Miami 17
Obviously,
to 14.
The sexy team in college football right now is Oklahoma State.
Obviously.
Because they keep climbing.
Obviously.
And they've got a hell of a quarterback, and they've got lots of explosive weapons. I think the Big Ten's overrated. I know that's hard for you to believe it's coming out of my mouth. I've told you, even though the Wisconsin quarterback, Alex Hornibrook. Yes, Hornibrook.
There's four teams in the top ten, by the way, not three.
Ohio State, Michigan. Penn State, that's right. Yeah.
Penn State is four.
I don't really count them. But
Oh, you don't? They don't.
They're a late ad.
They don't rent.
They're not
count,
the original
huh?
Big Ten.
So you got what? One...
I think Michigan's overrated.
You've got one SEC
team. Wisconsin's overrated. I've said that even though, like I said, Alex Hornibrook, the quarterback for Wisconsin, threw only one incomplete pass against BYU. It was BYU, but still, that's impressive. But at the same time, when the chips are on the table in the Big Ten schedule, I look for Wisconsin to falter. I think Michigan is overrated. I think Ohio State will make a climb back. Penn State's an impressive team.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Ohio State will definitely start to make a climb back. Looking conference-wise, though, SEC with only the one team in the top 10. Big 12 has two with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Big 10 has four. ACC has one in Clemson. And then the Pac-12 has two in SC and Washington.
Now, we've got some LSU fans that listen to this show.
Oof.
Is it time to worry
tumbled.
Already? And because there's people already wanting Ed Ogeron's head on a plate.
Well, when we were picking, I said I'm not impressed with this LSU
team. I told you, with just the spread,
like,
I would have taken
like,
Mississippi State.
LSU dropped from 12 to 25, so they hung on to a top 25 spot, but barely.
Did you watch that game?
It wasn't even close. It was an ugly game.
Now, there's a couple things from the LSU perspective. They're upset about the calls. Two of the targeting penalties cost them. They were already thin defensively, depth-wise, but their two starters were eliminated because of targeting penalties. I'm still a very, very staunchly against that whole thing, kicking a guy out for that stuff. When you look at how fast the game goes, to make a split decision like that, give them a warning the first time, if anything, but don't toss them immediately. But offensively, LSU, for having one of the top tailbacks in the country, there was no balance. I didn't think that anything they did offensively for these big-time, highly-paid coordinators did them any justice. But I don't think it's time. I think you got to give Ed Ogeron a couple years because he's known as a recruiter to get his guys in there. But, boy, there's no patience in Baton Rouge. They are not happy.
Nope. You know, we talked last week while I discussed the fact that, you know, with Texas A&M, sometimes there's this – there's these moral victories, and LSU is not one of those schools. They expect championships as well as they recruit and as well as they play. So, yeah, they're not going to be patient. They're going to expect results, and they're not getting in. By the way, the biggest jump, which I didn't even mention, was Mississippi State jumping into the top 25 and landing at number 17 with their win over LSU. So,
they're, again, that's a pretty good offensive team.
Better than I expected them to be.
Yeah, and again, okay, they were at home, but still, I mean – the cream rises to the top. You could see their quarterback is very poised. He's athletic, and he can throw the ball, and they've got weapons. So it'll be interesting to see. That's going to just make the SEC schedule that much more fun to watch. come conference time, and they're already they're already in theirs.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun to continue to watch. Now that the Big Ten's getting into their schedule, I think like you'll definitely see the cream rise to the top, like you and I both said.
Ohio State's going to
go.
Up.
Yeah. Penn State's going to go. How about, by the way, in terms of biggest clunkers, Nebraska, 1-2, and you lost to Northern Illinois at home a week after you completely underachieved?
Stanford, though, I mean, Stanford was supposed to be so good.
Stanford, too, but I mean...
but yeah, you're right. Riley, Nebraska?
Riley, the coach that came from Oregon State, a week ago, the athletic director gives him a contract extension and can't stop raving about him, and then immediately following the loss to Northern Illinois Saturday said, okay, yeah, we gave him an extension, but still, there are people that are we need to see better. He's seeing money in his pocket regardless, but that you might have jumped the gun a little bit on that one.
Oops.
Wow.
Yeah, there was some big upsets. And,
yeah, so that was fun
and
to watch.
San Diego State jumps in the top 25. I didn't mention that, but they're 22.
Okay. There you have it. So we covered a little college football. Yep. We still have yet to talk about the NFL. Not that I want to do a whole lot of talking about certain games, but there's plenty
definitely.
To talk about. I know it's coming up.
An hour on the Packers game. An
I know
hour.
It's coming up. Cowboy fans aren't happy either. Texans fans at 1-1 know that they are sitting in a pretty good spot in the division, regardless of how they've looked to this point. So we'll talk about NFL and a whole lot more right after this break. But right now, I want to tell you about the good people at Houston Cans Cars for Kids. It's a fantastic program. And I know a lot of people are still going through a lot of issues with Hurricane Harvey. And one of them is dealing with damage to your car based on the water and the storm. And in a lot of cases, the insurance company is going to make a deal with you, and then it's up to you to get rid of the car that you have, as they've already reached a settlement with you. Well, if you're trying to get rid of that clunker, whether it's collecting rust and dust and it's been there a long time, or it's something that's been damaged due to the storm, I've got an idea for you. Houston Can and the Houston Can Academies can do a lot with that motor vehicle working or not, and they'll take it off your hands by coming to you with a tow truck. They do all the paperwork. You get a nice little tax deduction. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you also get a $50 gift card. And because of the fact that you are donating here in Houston, that's where the process really begins, because your donation goes to kids in the Houston area trying to get a second chance at an education. It could be eyeglasses because they need to read. It could be a warm meal because they're going through the days hungry. It could be bus passes so they can get to and from school. It doesn't matter. Whatever they need in terms of resources is provided thanks to donations from people like you. So if you have something that you've been thinking about donating, please take the time and call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. That's 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. You make the call or you reach out to them, they'll do the rest, and you'll feel good knowing you made a difference in a child's life in the Houston area. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee-deep in the hour number two of the big three-hour extravaganza, as we've called the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel, as Nick is back from Vegas, which is good. Nick, no updates on your phone, I take it. No one's come up with any
viable
plan.
No, I think it's a goner. And I kind of came back in town, you know, with that mentality. I mean, It's probably gone.
Now, is your insurance cover getting you a new one?
$200 for my insurance cover. It's a $200 deductible, and I'll get a not like a brand new one, but like a
refurbished one.
Yeah,
I did that.
I'm gonna do it. I mean, I'm not paying another grand for a freaking iPhone.
Yeah, why not
or
get the new
$800?
One? That's my wife keeps trying to talk me out of this Samsung because I have the S7 Edge.
I got the same one you do,
and she wants me to get the iPhone, the new one. And I'm like, I'm not paying $1,000.
Knowing you, I don't think you'd like the iPhone.
Why?
I got the same problem.
Because
Lisa bugging me like crazy.
You're an IT guy, and you want more flexibility, and I don't think iPhones provide
I'll be
that
honest with you, though. Their watch, I really like the iPhone or the iWatch.
I
so really
expensive.
Like that, and now that they're coming out with the Apple Music on the watch, because that's part of the problem. I run. I'm a runner, and so I have to run with my phone, and I don't like that. I want to just put – I used to have a Samsung watch, but it was one of the like originals, so it was huge. It looked like one of those big ass calculator
Flavor
watches.
Flame on your wrist.
Yeah. I was like running with a big band on my wrist. So I plus I would have to download the music, and it sucked because I have Google Play. So it was a bunch of steps that I didn't want to go through. But with the Apple Watch, I mean,
You and I have the same phone. Yeah. You and I have the same issue. My wife is a huge Apple person.
Yep.
And she keeps telling me to get the iPhone too. And I'm like, look, I don't have any problem. I'm not a big like phone guy. I do use an iPod for running. I don't use my phone.
You still have an iPod?
I have the little Shuffle, the little mini, what? The little small little clip on one. Yeah.
I like that little Shuffle. It's like, yeah. It's like a square, right?
Right. A little square. Yeah.
Joel's still running in a Zune. He's still got his Microsoft Zoom.
This just leaves it open for you to crack more jokes. But Lisa's the one that runs with her phone, too. I don't want to run with something in my hand.
Do you still run with, like, the yellow tape cassette thing from Sony?
Yeah, and I use the KT tape on all my joints, too, to try and keep them in place.
I can see Joel running with a CD Walkman.
Yeah, the Sony
big
Sport.
Big old thing on the head. Did you ever have one of those that you ran with?
Yeah. And I had the CD player one for the actual CDs. I had the cassette.
A gun would skip if you tried to run with
it. CD would. No matter how it said it was shock resistant, baloney.
No. Yeah, that sucked.
I had both of those. But I don't want to run with my phone in my hand. I don't want to run with anything in my hand.
Yeah, it sucks. But that's what I kind of do. Just because I want to track my mileage.
But I'll give
her
credit. She got me out of my regular laptop and got me to a Mac. And that was a great move. I got used to the Mac pretty quickly, and I love it. But I'm not to the point where I've got to get the most updated phone now and again. It does what it's supposed to do for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of like phones and cars. I keep them until I pay them off. And then I'll look at getting a new
days,
one later.
Considering how expensive they are, I always say iPhones, I get one every 3 years.
But that's I really like the S7 Edge because it's thin. Because I don't have a case. I don't like cases on my phones. It makes them too thick. I like to be able to put it in my pocket without the extra space of the case.
I drop my phone too much.
I'm with you.
Well, I did once, and then I used my insurance to get it replaced, like you said. So. Yeah. We'll see. Now I'm going to drop it like 11 times now. Speaking of phones.
Yes.
My sister-in-law over the weekend was telling me we were talking about fitness and apps and all this. And she said she had this app for sleeping. And it records your sleep patterns and how much you toss and turn. But it also, there's this app called Sleep Talk. And it will record your snoring. Or whatever else, or whatever other noises you make while you're sleeping. So when you start to like move around, or when you start snoring, the recorder is listening. And once you start making that noise, it'll kick in and record you so you can hear it. Well, the Sleep Talk app, you can also upload the recordings. And so people do. So when you have the app, there's these uploads of the various noises that people make while they're sleeping, whether it be snoring, farting, talking in their sleep. And so I pulled some of the best that I wanted to share. And so I think we should just play those. All right. So here's the first one. This is called I Want to Be a Potato.
I want to be a potato.
This is somebody sleeping.
Potato.
Would you freak out if you were laying next to someone?
Yeah.
She was crying. I can't believe I'm not a potato.
Yeah, she's hitting those T's too. I want to be a potato. Yeah, that is weird.
That's really weird, but it gets weirder. So here's the next one. This is what kind of worries me is that I'm worried what I'm going to find out because I'm going to use this app and I'm going to upload whatever gets recorded to Nick and we'll play it on the show. All right. Mm-hmm. But this is the kind of stuff that worries me that I would be saying.
Oh, I hate that stupid giraffe. Oh, I hate that stupid giraffe.
That giraffe always wants to bite you.
Stupid thing, you got some big teeth and all. Oh, I hate that giraffe.
Not a Toys R Us fan.
Oh, I like in the beginning when he sounds like a child. Is it? He wants to bite you.
Oh, I hate that stupid giraffe. Oh, I hate that stupid giraffe.
I mean, so I'm trying good. To think about it. Like, Toys R Us had Jeffrey Giraffe, but where else did you see a giraffe? I don't know. Who would have dreams? Yeah,
who's freaking out about a giraffe?
Potatoes and
you?
Giraffe. Where are we going? I mean, what kind of lives are these people living?
I don't know. I'd be interested to see what I talk about in my sleep. So here's the next one. This guy, now, like I said, it records all noises. So it will record you snoring, it'll record you talking in your sleep, but it'll also record you doing this and your wife's reaction.
Hell. Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
My favorite part of that is she's like, ah, bleeping hell, Gary. Go open a window.
Hell.
And what he does is he gives her one more little, like, he's just letting it loose. And then when she's like, go open a window, he gives her one more little,
like, for good measure.
Okay, here's the next one. This guy, the title of this is just called Burp and Fart. That is some kind of talent.
I've done that before.
I'm actually. Telling you right now. What? That
I've
is,
done that before. I've totally done that before.
That is some kind of talent that you can do both.
Yeah.
That's like sneezing and coughing. That's really good. That's like, you can do that, Nick?
I could totally do
that. Why are you not on America's Got Talent?
Without doing something to yourself, like
crapping
your pants or throwing up?
Yeah. I can. Totally
you know,
do
I know they say you can't sneeze with your eyes open, which is I've tried. You cannot sneeze with your eyes open. You can't do it.
It sounds like it's bad for you too.
Yeah, it might be. But
see, my daughter can do it, but she doesn't care if
what
it,
burp
if
and fart at the same time.
No, she coughs and like I'll be laying in bed waiting for her to get up in the morning. Like no, that because I know it's time to get her going.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden she'll be like. And she just lets it fly, and I'm like, oh, she's up now.
That's nice. That's
yeah, but
nice.
She doesn't care if it also comes with a little extra.
No, yeah, no.
That's
gross.
On me to clean it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, all right. So this is number 5 that we downloaded, and this is called Ninja Pancakes.
Ninja Pancakes. Ninja Pancakes. Teenage Mutant Ninja Pancakes.
What?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Pancakes.
This dude starts off, pancakes.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Pancakes.
That was Gilbert. And,
Anyways.
Like, really? Ninja Pancakes?
Now, I did notice that most of these have a British accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they like to dream about food.
So there's some funky thoughts going on over there.
Well, the app is world, and I haven't listened to all of them, so maybe we'll have like a round 2 of these. But so this is the last one, and the title of this is just called Yeah Boy.
Yeah Boy.
That's fantastic. He loves him some him on that one.
He just. This is exactly something
That is all world.
That is something I would do at night. And there is no. I won't even sit here and lie to you. That is definitely something I would do at night. There was one that we didn't have time to put in that I was listening to when I went to get my sandwich, where he farts and it's so loud that it startles his wife awake and she screams. And he's like, I'm sorry, I farted. She's like, you scared me to death. Like, I guess she thought somebody was breaking in the house. I've definitely woken my wife up before.
Is your wife anti-fart?
What do you mean? Like I think most people are anti-fart,
like,
aren't
Lisa,
they?
There's not many things that are a bigger pet peeve in life to Lisa.
Than farting?
Than if I fart. Yeah.
It's natural, though.
I believe me, I've made the whole argument of it's a natural bodily function. It doesn't matter.
I feel like women don't understand that, like, women's farts are like vampires. You know what I mean? Like, you never see them. They're not heard from during the day. But at night, when it's dark, that's a whole different story. My ex-wife, at night, oh, my God. I had to make sure I wasn't, like, laid in bed with another man.
Like, for any grown woman to think that I'm going to get up, excuse myself, and go outside or somewhere.
Yeah, that's first date material.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
No, that's, I invested too much in this relationship for me to have to leave the room to fart now.
I'm in my own house. If I want to let one fly, I'm letting one fly.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was good stuff.
What was that?
I thought we were off air, but it's, I guess, more thunder out there.
So. Oh, angels are bowling out there.
I was going to say, that's was there another fart sound that I didn't get on this thing? Boy!
That was the yeah, boy, powerful enough to knock us off the air.
I just love that he just proclaims it with a yeah, boy, before he hits with it. Oh, that's so hilarious.
And we've talked about the fact that there's just certain things that make everyone laugh in life, and anything surrounding farts and fart jokes, everybody laughs at.
Childish.
That's just what it is. There you go. All right, so we're at the midway point of the show. 90 minutes in the books, 90 minutes to go. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. So can you. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, boy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. I know everybody's having a tough time cleaning up from Harvey. And a suggestion that I want to make as you guys are doing the cleanup, especially if insurance is helping you out and you had flood insurance or you were covered, you might want to consider giving Window World of Houston a call, because not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America. They carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and they have Solar Zone Low E, which meets Texas energy regulations. They have great prices, and they can help you out by not only rebuilding and helping you with whatever you had damage to, but also in the process lowering your energy bills going forward by getting you a better quality window at a good fair price. And they do estimates for free. So call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. You got get in contact with them. You tell them where you live. They come out to you. They check out what you got, what you want, what you need, and you guys talk about it. Then they go back to Window World Houston, and if you want to use them, you call them back, schedule the appointment. They come out and they do great work. But if you don't, no strings attached, no stressful interactions. They're done. They're only here to help you. So give Window World a call, 713-439-1172. WindowWorldHouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call. We were talking about a lot of things, and a lot of the stuff, we haven't got to NFL yet. But obviously, we all know my Packers lost. We know the Texans won Thursday. And we're just passing by that.
No, let's break it down in detail. Why did your Packers lose? Well, first of all, losing both tackles sucks.
Yeah, starting before the game,
that's not good.
To have both tackles inactive, not a good look. Within the first 10 minutes to lose your starting nose tackle, who basically controlled the Seattle Seahawks offense and pressured Russell Wilson the entire game, out. Jordy Nelson, out.
Yep.
The secondary finds some way possibly to stop Julio Jones. And by the way, Atlanta, which looked awful against the Bears in Chicago on natural grass, and Rodgers kind of alluded to this after the game, Atlanta's a totally different team on turf.
They're fast.
They are so fast.
Kind of like the greatest show on turf used to be.
Absolutely, right? A great analogy. Yes, great comparison. Because with Freeman in the backfield and Coleman, and then when you could put Sanu and, of course, Julio Jones, and the guys they have on the outside with an MVP quarterback like Matt Ryan, Rodgers said after the game, look, on their at their place at home, they are really tough to beat. So that just behooves you to have a better record than them at the end of the regular season. You hope their division is tough enough. But boy, defenses, good luck stopping that team on turf.
Yeah, Falcons lost Beasley, which is going to be a big loss for them. But
how long, though? It was a hamstring.
Yeah, they said Tack McKinley will first round pick, will take
from
his
UCLA.
Place. Yeah. I'll say this, though. I feel like the Texans are better than the Packers. And Deshaun Watson is better than Aaron Rodgers. Hear me out.
Oh, I'm listening. Very attentively.
Because the Packers...
I'm thinking about a wager at the end of this
Hold on. The Packers had a bunch of injuries. Went on the road. The Texans had a bunch of injuries. Went on the road. One of those teams won. Mm-hmm. One of those teams did not. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
So here's what I'll say. Let's go with next week then.
That's all I'm saying.
You take the Texans and whoever they're playing and see how that goes. And then because it'll be a like opponent, the Packers will play Cincinnati And we'll see how they do against the Bengals. We'll see how they do against the Bengals, and we'll make some kind of a wager.
Let's move on.
Just to
let's
see.
Move on.
Oh, is that
let's
what we're going to do now?
Okay. Let's go. Let me give you some feedback from the fart segment or the app.
Yeah.
Apparently, people really liked it.
They should.
Laura Pope said the sleep app needs to be a new weekly segment. She really liked that.
Can you imagine, by the way?
Jerry said, is it bad that I fart in the car and hotbox my kids and blame the baby? I was like, does that make me a bad father? I said, no, that makes you every father.
Yep.
Like, yeah, farting in the car and then blaming the kid, that makes you every dad.
I have five dogs for a reason. Every time she blames me, I'm like, what are you talking about? She's gotten to the point now where she'll go, Charlie. And I'm like, yeah, Charlie, yeah, what's wrong Charlie? With you? And I'm laughing inside.
Why'd you poop in my pants,
that's
Charlie?
Right.
Yeah.
We should do a segment with Trey with the sleep. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, we should record Trey.
Sleeping Trey sleeping and farting and talking in his sleep.
Tracy Kiley said, oh my God, my manager just told me to get out of our office because I'm laughing so hard. Yeah, boy. That's just the best. I don't know. What was y'all's favorite of all those? I mean, what was your favorite?
I really liked the fact that he was so proud of his own gas that he was, yeah, boying the big ones.
Before he did it.
It was awesome.
He knew that it was going to be epic. He called his shot. He Babe Ruth farted.
Yep.
He literally pointed and then hit the home run.
Yep.
That is pretty. But I really liked the fact that we got the wife involved and she made him get up and open a window.
Now, we don't know if he did.
Yeah, that was going to be mine.
But the fact that he gave her one more toot as she was disgusted by it, because he's like, I mean, it was a rip too. Like, listen to the beginning of it. It was a. This is number one, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a rip too. Check it out.
He's getting ready. Wow.
Hell. Go over the window, Gary.
That little toot.
Go over the window.
That little toot makes the whole thing.
Now, that would have been me, by the way.
Go over the window, Gary.
Right.
There you go.
That was his response.
Just for emphasis.
He was talking back. Yep. His butt was talking back. Oh, God, that's just the best.
If Lisa's yelling at me, I'll definitely fire one last parting shot across
on the way
bow.
Out. Yep. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, you didn't like that? We'll take this one.
I like it.
Because I don't have a problem farting in my own house.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. Okay, and we're going to talk more, right? We're going to get into some more NFL.
Yeah, we got to talk a little Cowboys-Broncos because we got a little saucy stuff from LaDainian Tomlinson coming back at the old Cowboys.
Yeah, and we also need to figure out what the hell happened with Lawrence Timmons and the Dolphins. They filed a missing persons report.
So that's right.
We'll get into that, too. But, hey, did you guys know that today is National Cheeseburger Day?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that until you told me.
I have a suggestion on where you can go and celebrate, and it's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. Go out there and get the Himalayan Heat Burger. Thank me later. You can thank me tonight on Twitter. You can thank me tomorrow via text or whatever. But Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, it is a fantastic place to go and eat. It's a mix of both Southern comfort and Indian food. And I promise you, you're going to love this place. And I'll be honest with you, when I first went there, I had only had Indian food one time. I wasn't really feeling it. I fell in love with the food. I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with the place. You're going to absolutely enjoy your experience when you go to Cowboys and Indians. And it's not just me. The listeners that are going, my friends that have gone, everyone has gotten back to me and told me how much they've enjoyed the food and the atmosphere. And I think you'll be the same. They've got all kinds of food. Like I said, they've got these quesadillas made with naan bread. They've got the Himalayan Heat Burger, which I just mentioned. They have the best butter chicken in Houston, hands down. Sliders, wings. If you don't want chicken curry, they have chicken fried steak. Guys, it's a fantastic place to go. So many choices. There's something for everybody there. And it's all authentic Indian food, too. The family, the recipes are family made and perfected by Haas and his family. They have a full service bar. You can go and watch the game if you want. And if you don't want to get off your couch, you can have Cowboys and Indians delivered to your doorstep via Uber Eats, DoorDash, and Grubhub. Again, 1901 Taft is where Cowboys and Indians is located. You can get more information on Facebook. Just go to the search box, type in CNI713. Either way, make sure you do it. Take those taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians, Texans Kitchen. There's nothing like it, guys. And when you go out there, tell Haas and Emron Barry said hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects as we are almost done with hour number two of the 3-hour big show as we continue to roll on. A lot of good reviews still rolling in for the...
Yeah, Chan on Twitter said, I had y'all playing on my phone at work and my boss was sitting nearby and she lost it at the, yeah, boy! So, yeah. Good thing. And I want to thank Clayton Sutherland for the feedback. You know, we're always open to feedback and constructive criticism on the show.
Right.
And he tweeted to me, shut up, Barry, is what he tweeted.
Love that constructive criticism.
That's exactly what I said. Thank you for the input, Clayton. Yeah. This is really helpful.
Absolutely useful.
I appreciate that you've asked me to shut up in a job where I'm supposed to talk.
You're paid to talk.
This is great feedback. So well done, Clayton. Way to contribute positively to the show.
Last time I checked, Clayton's probably not getting paid to be a critic.
I don't think people get paid to tweet. I could be wrong.
And criticize.
Yeah. That could be wrong.
Call him Siskel and Ebert next time. Give him a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I mentioned this, by the way, before the break, but as bad as I thought it was for the Packers, even though they made a triumphant comeback. And
What?
I saw you tweeting about certain people's buttholes getting tight.
Oh,
when
yeah.
They got it.
They
close.
Did, boy. When, how much time was left?
When they were going for two. With 9.5 still on the clock, it's
you
like,
could
that's a
hear,
two-score game.
You
yeah.
could hear the butthole shut in Atlanta all the way down here in Houston.
I texted
really
a buddy
could.
Of mine in
it
Atlanta.
It sounded like vault doors are closing.
One of my best friends is in Atlanta. And so I texted him, and he is a Packer fan. But he's like, this is awful. I go, so what would be worse, 28-3 in the Super Bowl? Or 31-7 on national TV in the comeback. And then they started, he goes, how did you know? And I go, oh, we're not there yet. But I had to do something to make myself feel better, like give it a chance. And at least they gave it a chance. But it's only week two. So as I said to someone on Twitter this morning, bursts in the Super Bowl are not given away after week two. And there was a lot of injuries.
Wait a minute, what?
But Atlanta looks great.
There's no, wait, so they're not in the Super Bowl yet after 2 weeks?
I know, it's hard to believe. By the way, badass building, though. That Mercedes-Benz Dome is... pretty legit.
Isn't it?
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I dig it. I really like the fact that they even highlighted it on the show, but they kept the food prices really cheap.
They really did. That. We talked about this before, yeah, yep. But then they showed the actual boards with the prices on them at the concession stands. Pretty awesome that across the board, not just for Falcons games, but for all events in the building, including the college national championship game, popcorn's like $2.
Isn't that
so
crazy?
Are like $4. It's great deals. That's awesome.
I dig it. I wish they would do that more. I'm tired of getting gouged for $15 nachos or whatever it is. By the way, several people are asking me what's the name of the app that we use. And I kind of want to tell everybody, but I feel like it would spoil it for next week if we did it again. But I will share because I'm a man of the people. It's called Sleep Talk is the name of the app. Sleep Talk. I thought, dude, I was pulling it up on my phone. I thought my phone played that first. I was like, oh, God, I got to turn my phone down.
Well played, Nick.
He scared the crap
that was
out of
awesome.
Me.
That's like the loudest one, the yeah boy one.
Yeah.
Like you could see the decibel
pancakes.
Level. Pancakes. Yeah.
Oh, God. The pancakes one is pretty good, though, because the guy just starts singing about Teenage Mutant Ninja Pancakes. It's out of nowhere. And the way he says pancakes.
Ninja Pancakes.
But the way he says pancakes when he starts is it's so good. So good.
Pancakes. And so it wasn't all fun and games if you're a Cowboy fan either this weekend.
No.
You can say God's a Cowboy fan because he tried to give you a weather delay so that you could get out of that thing and you didn't. But a day later, LaDainian Tomlinson, after going back and looking at the tape again and evaluating the Cowboys, basically said this. And I quote, when what Denver did today was lay out a blueprint, I was surprised by how physical they were. The Denver Broncos against this offensive line. Zeke, to his credit, he didn't have any room today. He was running, getting hit in the backfield, making moves in the backfield. But all that's okay. I didn't like the way he quit today. I didn't like that. He absolutely quit on his team today. When pressed on the issue, when they asked him what he meant by quit, Tomlinson said, first, his attitude on the sideline. Clearly, he didn't have any communication with his teammates, but also he didn't want to talk to his teammates. Sometimes when things are going wrong, as a leader of that team, as a captain, you got to step up and rally the troops. You got to go to the offensive line and say, hey, I know it's tough, but let's keep battling. Let's keep fighting. You have to go to the quarterback and say, hey, man, I'm not getting it done today. You got to step it up. You got to rally the troops. They need him to do that because last year he led the league in rushing. So everybody's looking at him as the top dog. So if you want to be the top dog, you got to do it on and off the field. Pretty strong.
Pretty strong words, but you know what? I really can't argue with him. Now, whether you think that Elliott quit or not is a whole different realm. But
did you see him dog it, though?
Yeah.
How about the second I think it was the second interception Dak threw where he could have made a play, tried, you know, and he just kind of basically went, no, he gone. See ya.
Yeah. Yeah. I never want to say quit, though, because I mean, these guys at this level, I really feel like you can't just go around throwing the word, calling guys quitters when they get to this level. But I think
we all know you're going to have days.
I think all the points he made are valid. I really do.
I like the fact that LT's not afraid to say it too, because especially on the NFL network, you know, they could be, you know, how they can be hypercritical about, whoa, let's not go too far. Hey, he's got a platform and he's using it to be honest and he's shooting straight from, and I like it. I like the fact that he's not afraid to come out and say that.
I do like that.
Yeah, for sure. But look, again, it's only week two, and everybody's going to have their mishaps. Speaking of that, someone whose team knows it better than anybody also had a mishap.
You're so wrong.
Clarence is on hold. He wants to talk about the Saints. What's up, Clarence?
Hi, guys.
Oh, that's a very subdued Clarence. That sounds like you just have tail right between legs.
Yeah, what happened, Clarence?
Well, I knew it wasn't going to be a good one, but after the first quarter, I was about to shoot myself. That was, I don't know if it's the defensive players or the defensive scheme that's just.
Hey, Clarence, not to pile on, but don't you have to play the Falcons twice this year?
The Falcons twice, the Bucks twice,
oof,
the Panthers twice.
Clarence, will the Falcons score 100 on that Saints defense?
Well, I'm banking on it being a division opponent, and we always play division opponent stuff. It's never really a blowout; it's always close.
Right, but did you watch the game though?
Yeah, I'm like, but we're playing on turf. We're playing them on turf twice.
Both times,
and the way they're looking is just, man, this is a Falcons team that looks like they don't want to lay an egg again. I guess they got all my messages about how they blew it, and they want to make and they're out to show everybody, okay, it won't happen again.
Clarence, I wish I could give you some good news and say, like, well, you know, even though the Saints secondary is one of the worst in the NFL, at least that front seven is middle of the pack. Dude, I really feel like both of these might be the three. I mean, front seven and secondary might be top three worst in the NFL each.
Nope, all 11. Just say all 11.
I mean, honestly, okay, it's a bad defensive
but Clarence,
group.
Let me ask you this. To Barry's point, the one guy on the defensive side of the ball you would say that guy can play is Kenny Vaccaro. And then I'm reading this morning that they benched him midway through the game and they're trying to trade him. What's up with that?
Man, I'm giving Vaccaro a couple of years. Yeah, 1 year he was injured. But, you know, after 3 years, you pretty much see what you got. And I don't think we got much. He's a great tackler, but as far as a cover guy, I don't think he has it. I don't think any of them have it right now. I know they're young, but still, it's just real bad. And it was Tom Brady on the other side. You got to tackle. I mean, Gronk is hit his legs. Do something. Don't just let him just break off and just rip for a touchdown just like that. I mean, man, I thought it was going to get better next week, but nope. The Panthers come rolling in, and I know they don't have Greg Olsen, but yeah, still.
And Cam sprained his ankle, but you got to hope.
Appreciate the call, Clarence. We got to put Clarence on some sort of watch list.
No doubt.
He sounds really desperate.
Remember how we couldn't find him after the hurricane? Well, I fear this could be worse.
This is, right? I love when you get a call and somebody just goes, That's how you know that your team
sucks
right now.
I'm glad someone else had the feeling I had last night, but at least there's hope in Green Bay.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, does Dennis Allen, he doesn't survive. When is their bye week? Does he make it to the bye week?
Dennis Allen or?
Their defensive coordinator. Oh, man.
Getting rid of Ryan was the answer on defense.
No.
They still look god awful. And then you're going to trade Vaccaro.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
What a mess.
Hey, guys, right now I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. They've been in business for over 15 years. Mike and Tammy Gust know how to take care of you, the customer, so that, God willing, you don't have to see them at all. But if you ever get a flat tire or a damaged rim on one of your cars or trucks, you know exactly where to go for honest and top-of-the-line service for any one of your vehicles. And while you're at it, if you go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com, you can check out all the great things they can do to your car or your truck or your SUV. From lift kits to so much more, they can soup it out, sport it out, trick it out, and make it look like one of a kind in just a matter of hours. It's fantastic, and they do it all right in front of you with a big window in the watchroom, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. Go and check them out, and I'm telling you, Jason and Johnny and the guys at the front desk will welcome you in from the get-go, and they will take fantastic care of you. And you're never going to get hit up like you do in some of the big major stores for tires and for service with your wheels and tires, where all of a sudden at the end of the day you went in for a flat tire and you got hit with three or four extra charges and a bill that's way bigger and way longer than you ever would have expected, and you have no idea what you actually paid for. Here they're going to communicate with you throughout the process. They're going to take care of you from start to finish, and they're going to make sure that you're happy when you leave the dealership. That's the way they do it. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Check them out and tell them Joel sent you in. Mike and Tammy Gust are simply the best. And by the way, third Thursday of every month, 7 to 9 p.m., they're doing PLS or parking lot show off. If you have tricked out one of your vehicles and you want to show it off from mild to wild, head on over to 290 and 34th Street and check it out, where they have a great car show going out every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m., American Wheel and Tire.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.